All right, travel today to Green Valley Lake. Green Valley Lake is off of 18. It's kind of hidden. It's 4 miles away from the state highway, so it's like this little hidden gem, as they call it, called the best kept secret on the mountain. It's secluded, it has a lake, it's surrounded by national forest, and it's small, picturesque, and very uncrowded. I've been there. It's a cute little quaint town. High days throughout the year of sunshine compared with the national average, 18 inches average rainfall and 21% inches of snowfall. It has sort of a Mediterranean climate with moderate temperatures and warm, dry summers. It is surrounded by the national forest, and that's why it has remained so beautiful. Now, in the lake, they actually have fishing that they stock, and they have a little beach that you can swim at in the summers. 42% of the people have a bachelor's or associate's, 19% have a master's, 34% have a high school grad, and 5% less than high school. The average age is 41. The average household income is $60,000. But 15% are in poverty. And the overall crime grade is F. The population is only 412. Green Valley started when the timber claims came out with the Highland Lumber Company in the 1880s. Then there was a horse trail, wagon road, a place called the Toll House where people began to use it as a campground. And at that time gave the name of Green Valley to the area. It became a San Bernardino National Forest Reserve in 1893. And one of the people at the Toll House grew huge potatoes to serve guests. So it's something that can be done there. And then it became close to that. Then it had a general store, garage that would maintain the road. In 1915, the trading post and gas station were built next to the Toll House. In 1923, the Deep Creek cutoff completed Highway 18 to Big Bear, named Arctic Circle, which cut off Green Valley as going through. So now people had to go off of 18 to get to it. The clubhouse that they had there, which was considered the top of the world club for those that wanted to fish for trout, was burned down in 1959 and now is their community center. Southern California Edison ran power in the 30s, and as a result, though, after that, a flood almost destroyed a dam that they started to create in order to make the lake consistent. The mountains were closed, an interesting point of interest, during the World War II. For 4 years, nobody could come there. Everybody was busy working on the things of the war. They actually built a small private ski run. And it stayed around till 1998, which is now called the Big Air Green Valley, a chairlift system that they brought in from Colorado. In October of 2007, you may remember the slide fire that was created by the severe Santa Ana winds that burnt almost 13,000 acres that surrounds Green Valley, destroyed 100 homes, 3 businesses, including the Fox Lumber and Ski Hill. Outbuildings and ski lift. The cause was due from embers from the Butler fire, which began from embers of the Butler 1 fire, which was caused by a lightning strike. In 2012, in the spring, a community garden was created to kind of say, hey, we've come back. And so it becomes a community gathering place and the staging area for their summer concert series, along with the beautification project called the Eddie the Eagle statue that marks for them a sign of hope that the town has recovered. They call it the best kept secret in the San Bernardino Mountains. So it is between Running Springs and Big Bear. There is one church there. It's a Calvary Chapel church. So let's pray for Green Valley. God, we pray that intercessors will arise and be encouraged as they pray against the crime issues and for souls to be transformed by the power of the gospel. God, that you would move in the Christian camps that are in that area. There is the Green Valley Christian Camp, and then there's Camp Cedar Crest, even though it is in Running Springs proper. You go to it off the 18 to get to it. So it's close to Green Valley. We pray for their crime issues, that every 7 days a crime occurs on average. That's very high. They got an F for property crime, other crime, and violent crime. The shock was the highest was theft at 153%. So it's definitely something, God, we pray that you would cause people to have the fear of God there, that you would bring somebody there that would do like a neighborhood watch or some sort of police force of some kind that could help have the fear in them, that they would keep watch over the abandoned buildings, because a lot of the buildings are used, or homes are used, for travelers to go to, like a Vrbo. We also pray for the drug crimes at 38%. That is very high. And the assault at 13 and burglary at 13. God, we pray that people would turn to you. We pray this church would experience revival and it would spill over into the people, that the church be used to bring reform, revival, and deliverance. And we pray, God, for the fires and the lightning to be dissipated and that they would be protected. And find a way to put you in the center of their place. We thank you, God, for the retreat center. We pray that people will come to know you at these places and will grow in their walk with you. In Jesus' name.